You're listening to SBS News.
Downtown Islamabad is a busy hub of traffic, construction work and daily life. The Pakistani capital is one of the noisiest cities in the world, according to a new Frontiers report by the United Nations Environment Programme. Other noisy cities include Algiers, Bangkok, Damascus, Dhaka, Ho Chi Minh City and New York. The report says noise pollution in cities is a growing hazard to public health for the very young, the elderly and people living in marginalised communities near busy roads and in industrial areas or far from green spaces. Ear, nose and throat specialist Assistant Professor Dr. Junaid Shahzad says one of the main issues is hearing loss.
Noise does not only causes the hearing problems but many other problems, but one of the most important is the hearing issues. The noise causes first of all two types of the hearing problems, like permanent hearing loss and temporary hearing loss. The temporary hearing loss is the hearing loss which is reversible, and the permanent hearing loss is the hearing loss which is not reversible, and it is due to the permanent damage of the hair cell.
The Pakistan Environmental Protection Agency monitors the environmental and social impacts of developments and provides guidance and information to the public on environmental matters. The agency also enforces legal requirements on minimum noise levels and may undertake inquiries or investigation into environmental issues, either of its own accord or if it receives a complaint. Recently, the staff visited a quilt factory located in a residential neighbourhood. The noise level was recorded at more than 80 decibels, which is harmful, not just for a human being, but also for animals and birds. Sada Mohammed Shafiq is a local resident.
It is a quilt factory. Their production is 24-hour. I complained about the noise. My sister-in-law is a patient at the Pakistan Air Force Hospital. She was operated on twice at the Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences and two times at the hospital. We are facing problems like machine vibrations and high noise. We gave our sister-in-law sleeping pills, but this noise didn't let her sleep.
The Environmental Protection Agency issued a notice to the factory to reduce manufacturing overnight. Sadia Munawar is the agency's deputy director.
When we issue environmental approval to, let's say, a high-rise building, we also ensure that, you know, in the approval that we grant to them, conditional, it's always conditional. It's not like, you know, okay, you're granted this, just, you know, you can start building a building. It's not like that. We issue conditional environmental approval whereby a proponent has to agree that, yes, we will ensure that the construction material will not be, you know, just, you know, improperly disposed of. They also ensure, we also take a commitment from them that they will ensure that there will be no, you know, minimal sound pollution, noise pollution, I would say.
The UN report recommends that urban planners reduce noise and promote green spaces and urban infrastructure that creates positive soundscapes such as tree belts, green walls and green roofs. Alan Lee, SBS News.